Explosions, death, chaos, gore, heavy, depressing. While looking through the Spencer, my eyes were immediately drawn to this piece, Robert Arneson's 1984 cast bronze statue, Forge. At first it may seem like some kind of dark, grisly joke. You have every reason to feel that way. Consisting of a severed head with the flesh burned off its face, look closer and you'll see bullet holes in both the temple and the mouth. The head is resting on an anvil. Now look closer. See the fine print? If so, you may discover another layer of meaning. Scan the references to nuclear weaponry, whether it be ICBM, Megaton, or Uranium-235, you begin to feel a sense of foreboding in the air. You begin to understand that this piece is a statement of protest to the nuclear standoff that was a very real threat in the 1980s. I can only imagine the sense of impending doom some of the viewers of this piece must have felt at the time. But if you're going to protest the nuclear arms race, why do so in such a grotesque and almost cartoonish manner? Well, to better understand the answer, you must first understand Arneson's philosophy of art. His work was part of the funk art movement, an art style that uses a strange mixture of materials and techniques. Often he would use his sculpting as a way for him to express his opinions about political issues of the time. He did an entire series exploring the role of military leadership. One of the pieces, entitled The Colonel Is At It Again, in which the uniformed colonel looks similar to an orc. Seriously, Google it. After putting Forge into a greater context of Arneson's work, it is easier to understand how he was able to take such a very serious topic, like nuclear war, and caricature it. Now that I know more about this artist, I feel almost a lightness in my heart. Hey Arneson, it's 2011. We have avoided the desolate dystopian future predicted by your piece. Whew. That makes me simply want to take the time to cherish what I have, take a deep breath of cool, fresh air, and live my life slowly, one step at a time. This has been Jordan Coleman with another Bulldog Podcast, accompanied by the driving guitar sounds of Southwest Zone, Tony Cipollaro, and the opening song lyrics by Metallica.